Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, you.
What?
Sorry, I was answering the question before you asked. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Sorry. How are you?
35.
And what's this?
Hi, this is, it's our podcast, actually. I thought you'd know by now.
Sorry, you know, I've had all these memory problems since COVID.
I know. God love you. This is a podcast we do every week, and it's called Smelling Sunset. And as the name suggests, we just go outside. We have a sniff at around 9 o'clock, 9:05, and we go, yeah, it's a good one. We also talk about the Netflix show Selling Sunset. That's about it. We're 8 episodes into this 5th series. 2 more to go after this, and then a reunion. And then we'll be free.
Oh, God, I cannot wait to be free. And this episode was called She's Your Problem Too.
Great name.
Yeah, it's like...
It's like Look Who's Talking Too.
Yeah, it is. It's also like the second half of a sentence. Like...
Yeah.
Give me the full sentence.
You know, she's also your problem. If we were to nitpick, grammatically...
And we never do, so we will this time.
Yeah.
And we open with something that happens for the first of 2 times this episode. Jason
Spoiler.
Got Chrishell a ring.
Yeah. And by that, we mean a ring for the paddling pool they just got.
No, it's a ring on her finger. They don't have it on the wedding finger. The wedding finger. You know what I mean.
Yeah, and that's right.
It means nothing. Everything's fine. Then Vanessa says, it's my 1 year cyberversary.
Yeah, cyberversary. We doing that?
No, Vanessa is with her fella. It's the year anniversary of when they first started speaking to each other on...
And flirting, as she told us.
Oh, which... on whatever app that we'll find out later they met on.
Rhymes with Gaia.
Rhymes with everyone's favourite Selling Sunset cast member,
Heather. Maya. More as we get it. I'm touching my earpiece. We got to move on. The biggest drama of the morning is, where's Chelsea Lelsey going to sit? So naturally, instead of just having an empty desk, they all move to a different desk so that the empty desk is a different one compared to what it originally was.
Yeah.
Why?
It was so stupid because there was an empty desk. There was a desk for her. Also, Christine's in the interview chair and she just keeps calling them these bitches. Everyone in the office, she just keeps saying these bitches, these bitches, these bitches. It's rude.
It's funny the first time.
Yeah.
After that... Little ratty.
So they all move around and then it all comes to nothing because then Maya's like, you can have my desk.
Side note, what time of year do you think this was filmed? Because their outfits gave different seasons to me.
Okay, well it's LA, so it could be any time of year.
Come on, it's LA. Chrishell had a turtle neck on.
Yeah, but the shoulders are exposed, so...
So the shoulders?
Yeah, so...
Yeah, but that's so warm, like it was like woolen.
The shoulders were out, so it was also... Could be summer because she got those shoulders out.
Sun's out, shoulders out. I see
as
what you
they
mean.
Say. Maya does a terrible British accent.
It was just her
She's
own.
She's coming for my job.
It was just her own. Like, but Diane Grumpets. Like, it wasn't... she just kind of said British things without... It was bad.
Fish and chips with mushy peas.
Winston Churchill.
Chelsea arrives. She gets Maya's desk. Maya's like, I'm going off to have a kid and floating back to Miami soon so you can have my desk.
But not in that moment.
No.
She basically like dehomed a pregnant woman. I hope that weighs heavy on her.
And it will. Chelsea forgot her laptop on her first day.
Yeah, she's not there. She's like, right, let's get to work. And then just like put her hands on what is, I think it was a laptop stand, but like nothing to it.
I mean, they never use the laptops anyway,
yeah,
so doesn't matter.
Save the energy.
And like Chelsea then is like, right, girls, what are you all working on? She's like always like holding court. And like at the start I was like, oh, the confidence is really cool. But now I'm like, would you shut up?
Yeah, it's not your... office. You're not in charge.
It is literally your first day.
Your first day in a new job. You need to just sit there and be quiet. You can't be your weird self yet.
You need to do all the weird like training that you do in your first day. You need
GDPR.
You need to learn about cybersecurity. You need to
set up your passwords. God, that's a nightmare.
Get a picture taken for your lanyard.
They definitely need a lanyard in their tiny office. And then you have to get a set of keys to the motorbike that for some reason sits in the office.
Yeah.
And then you're sorted.
Davina was talking and there was definitely something in her mouth. I have a question for you. What was in Davina's mouth?
A Milky Moo.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, moving on.
I would have thought it was in the dryer.
A wasabi pea.
I was thinking it was like just the crumbs at the end of a biscuit packet. She just got, before she just... tilted back her head and poured biscuit crumbs in and they were like, Davina, watch this. What? Sorry, I've got biscuit. I've got a mouthful of Maryland cookie crumbs.
Sorry, I was having my morning crummies. She's always at it.
Anyway, moving on. Romaine's in the gym working off all those snacks.
It's the second edition of Mary visiting Romaine somewhere that isn't their home.
Yeah, to just swing by on her way to go do something else and drop a fucking bomb on the poor man.
I think she does it in public, so she's like, he can't shout at me.
Yeah. Romaine's like, what's up? And then Mary starts talking about, like, everything. Nothing, I was just around. And he's like, you have something to say. He, like, cuts right to the chase.
He knows her better than we do. Only slightly.
And what has she done?
She's only gone and put an offer in on a house. Yeah. Without telling him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in her defense, if you marry a chef, you're going to let them pick the restaurant.
Yeah.
If you marry a realtor, you're going to let them pick the house.
Very true.
Or if you marry a psychic, you're also going to let them pick the house because they're going to know what works out.
You're right.
Thank you.
Very good point. I didn't think of it that way. I was sort of on Romaine's side, but now you've won me over. I'm on Mary's side.
If they're going for snacks, who's buying them?
Romaine, always.
And eating them.
I'm going to ask you another question.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see what was on the wall? Something was written in lights.
I did. It said, picture me naked.
Fucking gross.
Same as Bend on Gyms. The same bloody sign.
Did it say that there?
No,
well?
I'm just kidding. Oh. They just say, like, get a bigger subscription, fatso.
Yeah, why would they have that in the gym?
Awful. Also, did you see Romaine's pants? He was wearing, like, pedal pushers. They were awful.
I'd almost prefer if he was naked.
Could you picture? Oh, yeah.
Maybe. Moving on, Chriselle and Jason are hanging out. They talk about Christine. It's boring.
Yeah, really boring. Chriselle has two fireplaces, which annoys me because I don't see what one's not achieving. They're both outdoors, so they're not using them for heat. It's just aesthetics. And fuck me, is it a boring place to have a conversation about Christine?
Yeah, it was boring.
Like, oh, I hate her. She's so mean. He's like, babe, like, I employ her. And it's like, oh, Christine, just burn your fucking bridges. Ideally in one of your two fireplaces. Let's go.
At one point, he's like, I'm sorry you have to deal with that. But it's like, not only are you talking to your girlfriend, you're also talking to your employee about your other employee. So, like, you kind of have to deal with it too, Jason.
You also have the power to fix it.
Yeah.
Have a chat with your employee.
Exactly. Mm. Like, it feels like he's never spoken to Christine to be like, you do realize you're being an asshole.
I think he's terrified that she'll pull, like, a HR card in him or something. Like, she's scary.
But there is no HR. Who is... I mean, if anyone in the group was HR, who would it be?
I'd put Maya.
Yeah, that makes... Maya makes sense as HR. But who would make sense in a comedic way to be HR? Davina.
Christine. Oh. Christine's like, I'm going to talk to HR.
No, Davina be HR.
Davina, I would put as the fire marshal. Guys, come on, it's super smoky.
Davina's HR, but the fire marshal is a volunteers group, so she's also the fire marshal. And she's the first hater.
She's so busy. No wonder she can't sell that big house.
She's not selling houses. Anyway, moving on. Chelsea's at some gaff. She's dressed like a leopard in a rose bush.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah. She meets two women. One called Stacey, one called Nicole. Same lady, different fonts. One with a slightly deeper voice. Yeah. Basically the All Saints Sisters of LA.
And Chelsea sounds so American in this moment in time. She's so British most of the time. She's like, this is a gorgeous house, right?
It changes with the wind.
It's so weird.
It's fascinating.
So Chelsea brings along an old friend and client of hers whose family owns the Skechers shoe empire. And
amazing.
She also has managed to build her own career of property portfolios. From the ground up, I'm sure. I'm sure her parents' shoe empire didn't help at all in the making of her new business.
And she was wearing boots. Whereas the Skechers seems like a lie.
Also, another client in the shoe business. She had a client in the shoe business in the last episode as well.
This seems fishy.
I'm thinking, is this the same person? They're just a master of disguise. And every time we see them, they put on a different wig and makeup. And it's like Jean Parmesan.
Selling sunset, not selling shoes. Yet here we are. I can't believe there's like an heiress to the Skechers fortune. It sounds like something made up on a dating profile.
Yeah, it's weird. She's really annoying.
She's Welsh. Now, I don't know much about Skechers money, who does, but I didn't expect it to come from Wales. I don't know if it does, but she does. Her name is Ellie.
Did you look her up?
Yeah, I did.
Wow.
It was a fucking boring episode. What else could I do? She was the horniest woman we've had on the show so far, and we've had some horny women.
Yeah, she was like, this would make a great shag pad.
She was filthy.
Yeah, and then she was on the fucking countertop being like, this position. It was really weird.
And then she made a thing like, oh, I won't be cooking now, because I assume she just eats out all the time. And who do we think foots the bill? The Skechers money. I have loads of like foot and shoe related jokes, so I guess.
Will we just do a supercut?
Should we just get them all out there?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay. Oh, the Skechers heiress. She wears her heart in her sleeve and her soul in her shoe. To be fair, I understand why she's on Selling Sunset. She just wants to get her foot onto the property ladder, ideally while wearing a comfortable yet affordable shoe. Okay. A Skecher. I hope she gets this house, but she needs to be prepared to go toe-to-toe with other interested parties, perhaps in a pair of Skechers. Comfortable yet affordable. Thank you, that's it.
Okay, well done. I'm glad we really just got through them all, because we were coming to the end of the scene, you didn't have much time left.
Nothing else, yeah, sorry.
So Chelsea kind of explains how time works to her client.
Right.
Because there's like building being done outside of the house, and she's like, yeah, but in time what's being built is going to be built and it'll be there. And the client's like, oh my god, yeah, you're right.
You're so right.
And then she's like, maybe you could rent, when you don't want to live here, you could rent it. And it's like, if she doesn't want to live here because of the building, why would someone want to rent it because of the building that's taking place outside? None of it made sense. It was all very stupid.
I also just realized a lot of these people are landlords.
Yes.
I hate them.
Yeah. But if you're listening,
we love you.
Our landlord.
Reduce our rent.
We shouldn't put this in just in case.
Yes, we are.
Then Chelsea's like, I'm going to send you some stuff, like rent prices, etc., etc., and let's regroup in a couple of hours.
Also, shouldn't she have sent that before?
Well, the rent plan was a new plan. But like, in a couple of hours?
Yeah.
This woman has shoe parties to go to.
Let me catch my breath. Let her go for a walk. Ideally, in a pair of Skechers, comfortable yet affordable.
Back in the office, and after all that fucking rigmarole, Maya's back in her desk.
Yeah. Continuity. Like, I dig it back.
They start talking about numbers for ages. Like, well, if it's a 5.5, it could be 5.6. But 7 could be an 1,285. And then Vanessa's like, it's my boyfriend.
Who comes in? Nick. Vanessa's fella.
And after Vanessa in her...
I'm on their cyberversary.
This is a different day. He missed the cyberversary.
Oh my god, big.
Vanessa in a really high-pitched voice is like, that's my boyfriend. And then Heather's like, is that your boyfriend?
And Maya goes, is that the delivery guy? She said that before anyone knew. Poor Nick. He's delivering happiness to Vanessa.
He is. And yeah, why was she was just so like, yeah, so high-pitched. Then he's like, she's spoken so highly of all of you.
Has she?
High-pitched?
She doesn't even speak highly of them to their face.
She just was speaking high-pitchedly of them. Like, yeah. I work with someone called Maya.
He's like, yeah, no, I meant him pitch. He had too many, I think he had more shirt buttons open than closed. I don't love that for the workplace on a man.
Yeah.
Or a woman. Equality.
Free the nipple. Then, like, they're chatting and everyone's watching. And then he's like, bye, ladies. Nice to meet you all. And then they just continue to have a discussion in the office.
In front of everyone. He starts crying.
Yeah.
Whips out a ring.
The second ring of the episode.
And then Maya goes, is he proposing? Like, Maya, make it look like you're not watching.
And they're all crowded around like it's primetime television.
Which it is. They can all watch it back. Do they know that?
And he gives her this ring, puts it on her ring finger, and then is like, see you now, there's your coffee. Points to the table where he dropped her coffee and then leaves.
Eats shits and leaves, basically.
It's bizarre. Then all the girls are like, are you engaged?
Because he did it in, I mean, we might as well ruin it now. It was not a proposal, but no. It seemed like it until that point where they asked. Imagine getting proposed to in the office.
Underneath that motorcycle.
Besides the fucking comedy motorcycle and the fucking espresso machine. God alive.
It would be awful. And then they're like, did he propose? And Vanessa's like, no, it's just a promise ring. And there is a pregnant pause. More pregnant than Maya. And they all go, aww.
What do you think the promise is? Getting Nando's for dinner or something?
I'll bring you another coffee next time.
I am glad it was not a proposal, because the name of the episode is She's Your Problem Too. And I don't think that's a great
representation. No, that would be rude for Vanessa. We like Vanessa.
We love Big V.
Anyway, that's the end of that. Yeah. We go to Chelsea's tea party.
Standard. Just even that sentence. Yeah, we nip off to Chelsea's tea party there.
Chelsea and Christina wearing tiny hats.
Davina.
We'll get to her. Can I just say one more thing? We haven't got to Davina yet.
Sorry, yeah.
Christine looks different in the face.
I mean, she'd be getting bits. She looks different
in the face between this scene and the last scene she was in. Could just be makeup. I mean, she looks great. She always looks
great. Everyone looks great. disclaimer.
Christine, but Christina always looks great, especially. I think Christina's absolutely beautiful.
Who do you think looks the worst?
We're not making this a podcast about negativity.
You're right. We've been so positive about the show.
Davina.
Oh, that's horrible.
No, that wasn't it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm saying...
Okay, move on, yeah.
We need to talk about Davina.
Davina,
it's
honey.
Time.
What did she wear to that house party? What I can only describe as Jackie O the day JFK got shot, heading to a murder mystery, posing as a sexy maid.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Nothing about... Like, it didn't go together.
It didn't match the room, the event, her.
Everything kind of made sense.
On its own.
Yeah, but together...
So bad. Please go back and find this.
We need mostly talk about the gloves. Why were they there?
They were like Cinderella gloves.
With feathers on the top.
And you're going to a tea party, so you're going to be eating and drinking.
Dropping tea all over your white feathery gloves.
Trying to pick up a crudité with a pair of gloves on. Davina!
So Davina and Vanessa arrived together. I didn't notice it straight away because I was so distracted by Davina's gloves. But Vanessa's hat.
I couldn't tell you what anyone else
was
wearing.
It looked like she got it from a costume box just before she walked in. They were like, everyone's wearing hats, Vanessa. She's like, oh shit. So they were like, we have this huge floppy white hat. Is that okay? She's like, yeah, okay.
I'll wear the prop hat.
They gave her a prop hat.
Maybe the promise ring was for a new hat.
I promised to tell you if you look stupid in a hat. And then she just didn't see him today. So.
He didn't. He's gone traveling.
Chelsea is so annoying.
Yeah.
This episode cemented my feeling that I find Chelsea really annoying.
The problem is she's too similar to, like, Christine?
I don't even think she is. I think she's, like, she's always just trying to lead every conversation.
She's a scene stealer.
Always.
And, an unwanted one.
She's always like, ladies, what do we think? And it's like, we've all just sat down. We haven't even taken a sup of tea yet.
Sup of tea.
Then they start talking about Vanessa's fella. And they're like, where'd you meet him? Chelsea asks. And it's like, oh, Raya, it's like an app that we meet people. And then Chelsea's like, oh, is that like a sugar daddy website? And Davina butts in immediately with, is that where you went to Chelsea? And it's like, Davina, you don't know her that well yet. But it
was
very
funny. She was being rude. Davina rooted her back. There was power in those gloves.
Yeah. There's a big, huge pause and the usual clown music for Davina. Then Christine calls them all shitty while they're there.
Yeah, of course. I actually think Davina performed very well on this occasion.
Me too.
When like Chelsea started confronting people about Christine and the beef that ensues, Davina like got a bit more kind of defense. She's like, yo, is this conversation planned? She's gonna be so mad when she finds out the whole thing is scripted.
Like. Yeah. And she was right to ask it. Get him, Davina, why not?
Yeah, she had a bit of fire in her belly now today and I liked it.
They're talking about that stupid party again where everyone ganged up on Christine, where everyone has already admitted they were wrong to do so.
Yeah.
And then, like, Chelsea's, like, asking Davina stuff, and then Davina's like, oh, you told someone that Christine told you. Oh, there's so much, like, she said that you said that she said that blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And it's about Davina wanting to be liked, and then Chelsea kind of expects people to remember everything they ever said word for word. She's like, but what did you say then? If you didn't say that, what did you say? And Davina's like... Why am I... This conversation meant nothing to me. Why is this suddenly a plot point on a reality TV show I'm on that's being filmed?
Davina cried.
She did.
Which was sad, actually.
It was.
Because deep down we love her.
We do. Not even deep... Like, very, very...
Openly.
Shallowly down, I love Davina.
I found the whole thing just really fucking, like, rehashing old shit, which is just, like, there's beef between all the gals. Like, Chelsea, you're not going to solve it at one fucking tea party or one drinks thing. Like, there's years of shit there. I know you've watched the series and you know a bit about it, but, like... Leave it be.
Yeah. And she just keeps bringing it back to that one moment at that one party. Be like, for me, that was bullying. And it's like, you keep talking about it and they've all spoken to you about it, about how there's more to the story than what you saw at that one moment.
Because that's like, the only involvement she's had. So she's like clinging to it. So she has a little bit like, just be quiet and eat your crumpets.
Move on. Get a different reference point.
Yeah.
And then Christine's like doing says she's doing everything she can to mend relationships. Is she?
It's very little.
But
maybe that's everything she can do.
It does seem like the most she's been willing to admit that she's been wrong about stuff and has been a shithead. And
I'd say, though, she's just like, I actually can't keep denying this because there's so many receipts in the room. She's just like, it's like a bloody customer service in Primark. There's receipts flying. So she's just like, you know what? Yeah. And then she tries to be friends with Emma. And then Emma, I love Emma. She's so fucking two-faced. She was like, I'm willing to try. To Christine's face. And then she goes on camera. She's like, for me to be friends with Christine, she better be reincarnated as someone else. It's like, Emma!
She's right. And also, there is a time and place to fucking have those conversations. Emma wasn't going to be like, you know what, actually, I don't like you at all and I don't think I ever will, so let's not even pretend. Like, Chelsea's tea party is not the time for that.
It's not, that's a sacred moment. It's like ruining Christmas. I think Emma's classy, actually. She knows how to handle herself in public, but she's a little demon in those one-to-ones.
Yeah, she's great. We've come around to Emma a lot.
Emma fans.
At the very end of the scene, Chelsea's like, right, I'm off, I've done my bit, like pretending that she solved everyone's problems, and for some reason Emma picks up the teapot and sticks out her tongue as if she's going to take a little sup of tea straight from the teapot. She's crazy.
She's fucking crazy. And I didn't see empanadas, and that's how you know Emma doesn't like someone. She'll bring an empanada if she likes you.
You're right.
If she ever comes here and she doesn't bring one, she can go back to the supermarket
where they sell her empanadas.
Yeah,
everywhere,
fucking in all good
in retailers.
Yeah,
and Skechers.
Yeah, I was going to say, and how are you going to get there? On foot, perhaps in a pair of Skechers. Right, last scene.
Boring. Chriselle and Jason.
Jason in the tightest hoodie I've ever seen. A hoodie is meant to be loose and baggy and comfy. This was like vacuum packed. Did not need to see his nips, yeah.
He was being sous vide in that hoodie.
Yes.
There's a very extended bit about getting a hair off his chin. It goes on for way too long.
And they keep saying, like, boo. And he brought her a drink. He's like, my love. Like, okay, we get it.
And they start talking, like, very emotional chats about Chriselle's eggs and freezing them or something. I don't know. It's
it
all
came out of nowhere. Like, it was, I don't know, the way she dropped it in, it was like, we've never heard them talk about that before, right? I was like, have I missed that? They never spoke about it. And then Chriselle's like, oh, I got a call. We can expect the results this week. I was like, what?
Yeah, and we can expect the results this week?
Yeah, this feels like a you thing.
And then Jason's talking about how he finds it. He's trying to decide if he wants to have kids or not. It's crazy to me, this is sarcasm, by the way, that he finds the decision about whether he wants kids or not difficult. It's a fucking hard decision, people.
Yeah.
Let the man have to think about it.
I don't know why this was on the show.
It was weird. But then he starts saying, like, oh, maybe it would be nice to hand over the Oppenheim Group to someone in 20 years. You're not going to give it to a 20-year-old.
Also, why are you thinking about business strategy? Now's not the time.
Yeah.
That's like a pro for him to have a child instead of being like, I don't know the reasons, like, thing to love and spoil. He's like, well, you know, we're short-staffed. Let's get him trained.
And they'll be small. They can fit in a desk.
Don't need a desk, so.
Yeah. But anyway, it ends with Chriselle laying down the law.
Yeah, she says, she's your problem too. I just don't know why that episode was the name. Anyway, she gives an ultimatum. She's like, if you don't want to be a dad, bitch, we done.
Yeah, it's the right thing for her to do. She's very emotional about it. She talks about her past.
I mean, it's a conversation they maybe should have had. We don't know how long into the relationship they are here, to be honest. Weird that it was in the show and none of our business.
Yeah, but everything's our business when they're on this show. And then there's a nice helicopter shot of the very intimate moment following the conversation.
She's just like, they're obviously having this really emotional moment. And then the director's like, can you just stay? I know you're both bawling your lamps out. Can you just stay there? Because we're just getting the drone in. And 3, 2, 1. She's like, and they're like, boom.
Like, that was a great one, guys. We're going to have to do it again, though, because the level of wine in your glass was less than when the scene before. So if you just top it up there and we'll do it one more time.
Jason, not too much because your hoodie's getting tighter and continuity.
Episode, I feel like it was like a bourbon cream.
Mm-hmm.
The outsides weren't great, but the middle, delicious.
Yeah, and always so many in a packet.
Yeah. What?
Sorry, what?
The middle of the episode was good. The start and end of the episode was boring.
Start was off because we were watching it and I was like, Jesus, how far are we now? It must be like 15, 20 minutes. It was 10.
It was only 10.
Yeah.
But there was some good bit. There was some really good bits in the middle.
Absolutely right. Yeah, the middle.
Tea party, Vanessa's promise ring situation.
More Maya, more Vanessa, more Davina. Don't care about the other nonsense.
Yeah, let's give those girlies their own episode, please.
Yeah, spin off. A
flashback episode of everything they've done because we've barely seen them.
No, I want a fly on the wall following Davina around for the day. I want everything. I want her breakfast. Okay. I want her lunch, her dinner.
Okay.
Who she be texting.
Yeah.
All of it.
She's texting her home security service. Anybody there?
Yeah.
No? Cool.
What's up? Yeah, her heading to the beach for a surf.
So two episodes left.
Yeah.
And then a reunion.
Feel like we know where it's going to go regarding... I mean, we do know where it's going to go. Regarding Chriselle and Jason.
Where it's going to go gay.
Be interesting to see what happens with the drama. I can't take much more of this rehashing stuff with Christine. I can't hear it again.
let Christine leave the show is how I feel at the moment.
Or either like bury all the nonsense or escalate it. It's this middle ground now where it's like, she hasn't been mean to anyone in a while. I'm nervous. Is this the new her?
Yeah, I kind of just want her to leave. And I wouldn't mind Chriselle not being the focus.
I feel like she's not... I don't know if she kind of
she
is,
gets
actually.
A lot of...
Yeah.
A lot of the screen time and focus. I would like just a minute of the other girl's time. We always say it. It's always a complaint.
Yeah.
I'm scared Maya's going to leave.
Yeah, it seems that. Well, she's... Like, she will be missing... We see, we don't know their filming schedule now.
No.
We didn't get that on the iCal. But no, it seems like... She'll be missing for a while.
Anyway, all right episode. Excited for the next one. Very excited to be getting to the reunion. Thank you for listening along to the episode.
Yeah, thank you. Give us a little rating if you don't mind.
Please, be good.
And I suppose, you know, take it easy. Get outside, get some air. Go for a walk. Shoes, though, would you wear? Skechers!
And if Skechers want to sponsor us, we are open.
We're open.
All right, good luck.
See you. Love
Bye.
You. Bye.